It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. What happens when a bunch of comedians get together to try and make each other laugh? I'm not sure, but I'm guessing it sounds a lot like the Comedy Bang Bang podcast. Now, how do you take a podcast of comedians cracking each other up and turn it into a laugh-out-loud book? We're going to get some answers with the host of Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, who's also the editor of Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, the book, which is out today. You can join in if you'd like at 800-642-1234. Are you a fan of the podcast? Have you seen it live? Do you have a favorite guest performer or character or moment from the podcast or the TV show? And do you have questions about what it takes to put it all together? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas at WPR.org. Scott Aukerman is the center of the Comedy Bang Bang extended universe. His popular podcast started as a radio show in 2009. The TV show ran for 5 seasons on IFC, just one C. Scott is also a 2-time Emmy winner as the co-creator and director of Between Two Ferns with Zach Galifianakis. Now he's the editor of the book that is again out today, Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, the book. Scott, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much. And I just want to announce that I am donating $100 million to WPR, and I know that are you going to match that?
I'm not. What I hear, but I got to let you know, this is maybe awkward. That is a legally binding statement, Scott, under state and federal law.
Well,
so I hope that podcast is doing real good. You got to sell a lot of books.
Thankfully, I'm not in Wisconsin right now, and will not be traveling back there.
Oh, we'll find you, my friend. Now, for people who haven't seen the podcast, Comedy Bang Bang, now, I think I get it, but I have a hard time describing it to people. What's your elevator pitch to that person who hasn't heard it yet?
It's pretty simple. It's a podcast where I'm the host, and I have celebrities on, celebrities like Alan Scott or... did I say Alan Scott? I meant Adam Scott.
Adam.
Easy mistake to make when you're talking to him. or Andy Samberg, you know, comedians basically. And then I have other comedians on playing fake people. So they're playing characters. So they're playing people like Cal Solomon, who was there when rap was invented. But he's an older white gentleman who could never quite make it. Or sometimes they're playing impressions of celebrities like Andrew Lloyd Webber, the musical theater composer. So it's a weird mix of actual celebrities who are being forced to talk to fake people and find out a little bit more about them.
Now, something I'm curious about, if I'm a celebrity, and I'm not, but if I went on like a late night talk show as a celebrity, my agents are going to negotiate. Yeah, you got to plug the movie. Ask about this funny anecdote. Don't ask about the illegal gambling ring in international waters, that kind of stuff. Celebrities going on Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast. I think there's a different set of expectations. How does that work?
Yeah, I think celebrities come on to plug their movies and their television shows. But, you know, it's just more fun for them to do my show because they get to relax. They don't have to talk about themselves forever and ever. And they get to interact with really funny people. I think every celebrity comes into it maybe with a little bit of trepidation, but they leave saying it was one of the most fun things they've done.
Now, you're taking that and putting it in book form. And it seems like, you know, you're not like transcribing moments from the podcast here. It seems like you try to capture, I guess, the spirit of the show in book form. How does that work?
Well, we wanted to do something really funny that hasn't been done on the show. So like you say, a lot of comedy books or podcast books are just transcriptions of previous episodes. And we didn't really want to do that. We wanted to basically do something new that would be really great for the fans, but also be great for people who have never heard the show before. So what we did was we took all of these comedians who play these really great characters who have been on, some of the characters have been on for over a decade at this point. And we had them create new things for the book. So, for instance, there's a character that Andy Daly plays called Dalton Wilcox, who is a cowboy poet. And we had him write some new poems for the book. There's a game that we play when Andy Samberg is on the show called Hollywood Facts, which is all about trivia. And so we have a whole board game for Hollywood Facts where it's like a Trivial Pursuit board game where we wrote a whole bunch of admittedly joke questions for it. It's just a huge compendium of art and posters and lists and articles and strange ephemera that have been created by all of these brilliant comedians who are doing characters.
Now, you mentioned the Cowboy Dalton Wilcox. We have a clip from your latest podcast, which I believe was a live show version of the podcast focused on the book. I'm losing track here, but here's Jason Mantzoukas, Paul F. Tompkins, and Andy Daly as the Cowboy Dalton Wilcox talking about the new book.
What's incredibly generous about that, and I will say, you've admitted to stealing this, but in doing so, you've given an incredible gift to Dalton. Dalton, you must be excited you got the $15,000 that we all got to write pieces for the book.
I beg your pardon?
I'm sorry. Every contributor got $15,000.
Son of a I even got $15,000. I'm not in the book.
What? He's just a new guy. When I think of all
this is my only appearance.
Really?
Yes. When I think of all the jerky I could buy for $15,000, I could fill my jerky vault again. It's almost empty.
All right, besides stealing money from the poor cowboy, can you talk about what it's like to wrangle this cast of dozens of performers on the podcast and then in the book?
Yeah, you know, on the podcast, I try to make sure that I don't know what anyone is going to be talking about. So if anyone ever tries to tell me what their character is all about or what their bit is that day, I shut it down and I say, let's just talk about it on the show, because I think discovery is such an interesting part of the show and making each other laugh in the moment is so great. So my role on the show is just kind of a ringmaster who's just sitting there trying to get the information out of everyone in the funniest possible way. So when it came to the book, that was what I just tried to do, was I would pitch ideas to the comedians and say, like, hey, what if, you know, your character did this idea? And it worked out really great. I mean, the book is just, you know, it has over 50 contributors and there's just so many incredibly funny pieces. And I think if you're really into comedy, it's something that you'd love.
Talking to Scott Aukerman, host of Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, editor of the brand new book, Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, the book. Let's bring out a caller at 800-642-1234. Steve is with us in Sun Prairie. Steve, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I have a number of friends that are comedians and just guys sitting around that riff. And what I find is what happens is the guys get dirtier and dirtier and dirtier, vulgar, the most anti-woke, trying to one-up the next guy. My question is, you know, it used to be, you know, conservative Republicans would always be the ones that tried to shut people down. Now it seems to be the left that is trying to shut down, the, you know, this anti-woke stuff. Wondering how that has impacted your comedy.
Steve, thanks for the call. Scott, I don't know if you get into woke and anti-woke in the podcast or the book. Some of the material is a little salty, R-ish rated. I don't know. Do you have thoughts for Steve?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think personally, I feel like the podcast is very silly. I know what people mean when they say that, you know, like people try to one-up each other and stuff. And we as comedians are trying to one-up each other, but it's a very silly show where people are doing funny voices. And so, yeah, some of the material is salty. And the aforementioned Dalton Wilcox is a cowboy who essentially is a lonely cowboy out on the range and finds various ways to cope with his loneliness, if you know what I mean, in a very graphic manner.
Don't.
But at the same time, we're being very silly. And, you know, we're not going after targets or anything like that other than just trying to make people laugh in a very funny way.
Thanks for the call, Steve. Got another clip here. Comedian Jason Mantzoukas. Now, this gets meta all over the place. Now, he's a real-life comedian, but he claims to be actually a character being played by the actor Jeffrey Character Wheaties. Here's a bit of, I guess, the two of you in your most recent episode.
I get a video from you. This guy's cut himself into the Fast and Furious trailer. This guy falls for every studio's dumb promo.
I'm a character in it. I'm Oxcord.
Oxcord.
That's me driving.
What car do you think you would drive? If you were in the Fast and Furious,
1995 Hyundai.
So I think there's a taste of some of the silliness you were talking about there, Scott. I don't know. Where does that silliness come from for you guys? How do you keep building on each other like that?
You know, that's one of the greatest parts. When I started doing comedy back in the 90s, I started in 1995, and I went on to work on a show called Mr. Show with Bob Odenkirk and David Cross. That was one of the joys of being in the business to me, was the fact that every day you'd go to work and you'd make each other laugh all day. And, you know, a lot of that would get into the work that you did, but a lot of it just was in the room. And I think that's what's so great about podcasting, is a bunch of friends can get in a room, and they're really funny people, and they just build on top of each other. And the only goal is to just have fun. And I think that's the thing with our show, is it's about fun. It's not about like being the most clever or being the most biting or the most witty. It's just about having fun with each other. And I think the audience can really hear that.
It's funny you mentioned Mr. Show, because your podcast and the book remind me of one very particular thing. I remember watching Mr. Show on the DVD, but watching the commentary track. And it's the actors talking about, you know, the sketches in character, but then other characters of theirs would show up and talk to each other about the show on the screen. And that had a kind of the same feel to me of, you know, your real actors and your real celebrities, but then, you know, somebody might be a character too. Do you harken back to some of that Mr. Show time in this new podcast, or in the new podcast and the book?
Oh yeah. I mean, I loved working with Bob and David. They were so fun. And, you know, I was there for the recording of those commentary tracks. And I think, you know,
I was
TV
the nerd
version,
who watched it. Yeah.
I mean, I watched them at home too. So, you know, I'm the nerd as well. But I mean, for the commentary tracks for the Comedy Bang Bang TV show, we would do, you know, something very similar, where we would have the characters that I was interviewing actually doing the commentary. And I found we would get into the same conversations that we were having on the screen a lot of the time. So I don't know. It's to me, that's the fun part of being in the comedy business, is the making each other laugh, the being silly. And that's what podcasting can really bring to the audience, is they're right there in the room while we're doing this.
And Scott, as we wrap up, I know you take the show on the road sometimes. You've brought it to Wisconsin in the past. Any thoughts on coming back here and us collecting on that pledge you made earlier?
I mean, you'd have to catch me. I'm going to be dancing between the raindrops when I'm out there. But yeah, I would love to come back to Wisconsin. I lived in Milwaukee for a bit.
Oh.
It's a really, really great town and a wonderful state. And I would love to be back whenever we go on tour again.
Fantastic. Scott, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Scott Aukerman, host of Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, and editor of the new book we've been talking about, Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, the book. We've been talking about what makes us laugh, who makes us laugh, and why, and how they pull together this podcast. Want to hear from you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 with your gift. We'll tell you more about that in just a minute.